at 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court says the ban on bump stocks allowing guns to rapidly fire is unlawful. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says it's technical.
The legal question was, what allows the bump stock to spray all those bullets? The machine itself or the trigger finger of the person firing the gun?
Parkland, Florida is tearing down Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where 17 people were shot to death in 2018. CBS Miami's Ted Scouten talked with the victim's father.
Tony Montalto said for him it's very difficult. He's happy that it is coming down. The other part, he said whenever he comes by here, when he drives by, he said he can hear his daughter.
Princess Kate writes she is doing well and will attend a public event tomorrow.
It is a chance to see the whole royal family there. We need to be mindful that the king is also battling cancer at the moment. He's had a lot more public engagements.
CBS's Ian Lee, CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump is walking back what he said about Milwaukee being a horrible city. Punch Bowl News reports Trump made the remark to U.S. House Republicans yesterday. Trump tells Fox News he was referring to crime and unproven accusations of election fraud. Trump says he loves Milwaukee. Fewer than 2% of state lawmakers around the country hold down working-class jobs. That's according to a new study from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. Co-author Nicholas Karn says that skews lawmakers' perspectives.
If there's a problem facing lawyers, you can be darn sure the state legislature is going to hear about it. But if there's a problem facing working-class people, our institutions can miss it.
Karn says lowering the cost of campaigning and raising legislative salaries might help. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. It's been 18 years since Deidre Harm went missing from downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Her remains were found months later in the town of Seneca, in the area known as Blueberry Ridge. The investigation of the 21-year-old's death continues to this day. Anyone has any information on this case, please contact the police. They are especially interested in info on Chris Revick's involvement in the homicide. Revick was in the Rapids area at the time that she went missing. He was also seen talking with her in a tavern, and that was the last place that she was seen alive. Family members also say Revick was acting suspicious when he returned way past the bar close. He admitted to coming back from Blueberry Ridge and abruptly left and headed back to Missouri. But before leaving, he changed his appearance. He was later arrested in Missouri for second-degree murder and killed himself the next day in the Douglas County, Missouri jail. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. Freddie Peralta against the Reds, Hunter Green. The Cubs lost again last night to the Tampa Bay Rays, 3-2. Chicago has now lost 8 of their last 9 series. NFL, Green Bay Packers have signed their first-round draft pick. Offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, he was asked what does he think it'll take to earn a starting job this fall.
Every day you strive to be the best. You strive to be your best, and you compete with yourself first before you compete with everybody else, and that's the one thing I want to do.
College football, Mason Posa is a 6'3" high school linebacker from New Mexico, ranked as one of the best players in the nation. Last night, Posa announced what school he's committed to.
And for the moment, we've all been waiting for. For the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be committed to University of Wisconsin.
That's linebacker Mason Posa with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Showers around tomorrow, rumbles of thunder, and a high in the mid-70s. Heating up Sunday and humid, high in the upper 80s, maybe a late-day storm. Another round of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
This is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Get everything you need for your next project today at Menards and save big money. LP SmartSide products are the number one brand of engineered wood siding. SmartSide trim and siding offers long-lasting performance and delivers the warmth and beauty of traditional wood. Save big money today at Menards and LP SmartSide products. Plus, visit Menards.com to view the weekly flyer and check out all of our great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, Megan Rowe from Opportunity Wisconsin talks about their work to remind voters of candidates' real records, not just their rhetoric.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, yes, it is Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, TGIFBP. Thank God it's I did it again, didn't I?
It's a dyslexic version, Tim. It's all right.
I told you guys, it's like, you know, but thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. TGIBPF. That's right. You know, and F your feelings, as we talk about so often on the show.
F with Friday. Your feelings. Not F, oh. F with your feelings.
Oh, F with your feelings. Don't. All right. Well, man. Hey, look, I'm at a conference. You guys all know this. Yeah. So coming to you live from Minneapolis here tonight. And it's been a great 2 days just to be able to spend time with people. And Johnny, we're going to talk about this in the show tonight, but people who really value quality teaching, but they teach in colleges. And so that whole, and we said that concept of being proud and being a great teacher in college, that's kind of a funky thing, because a lot of professors, and so if you've been in any type of college, you probably have examples of this, of going, how did they get to become a teacher? My God, well, they got to become a teacher because they got a PhD after their name that said they know a lot of stuff. They didn't get a PhD after their name that said they know how to teach a lot of stuff, because a lot of them don't know how to teach a lot of stuff, and it's painfully present. But here in Minneapolis, there are history professors, communications professors, business professors, all meeting together here to talk about quality teaching in colleges and university classrooms. So it's been exciting, exciting, exciting. But Johnny, what a week, right?
Oh, man, it's been an awesome week. We're going to do a weekly recap, you know, Tim, because it is Friday. But also, man, I got so many questions for you about this conference that you're at. We're also excited to kind of just talk. We never really break it down. What's that connection between adult learning, or even young adult learning, or learning that happens after high school, and how that's part of public ed, too? And so it'll be fun to kind of connect those dots tonight and then hear some of the stories of the great stuff. I know we've been texting about the cool stuff you're learning and the people you've met there in the Twin Cities, but I'm excited to talk about it tonight. But man, this week has been great. You know what though, before we jump into it, man, one of the highlights of the week, we did a live listening party with the folks at Minocqua Brewing Company, and I keep wanting to say party because it was a party.
It was
a rally for organizing people to the Democratic Party to, you know, sign up and register, but to have conversations about why voting is important, not only to, you know, build support for public education for all of the reasons that it's really important to be thinking about the direction that this country is headed, that the state of Wisconsin is headed, that all the states our listeners are in, you know, I think everyone knows this is really, it's always important to vote, but it couldn't be more important this year to vote both in the big election for the presidency, but also for all the small elections that really, I think Tim will get to, are going to make all the difference. So, but on that note, that episode this week on Wednesday, ooh, it was a doozy. It's from the Monaco Brewing Company, and Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Monaco Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Monaco Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out monacobrewingcompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer.
Loving that progressive beer. Yeah, and what a great show live from the tap room. Again, just remind people, if you're in the Madison area up there around East High School, check out Monaco Brewing Tap Room. Get a beer, get a pop, get a soda, get a wine, get a coffee mug, and get some cool t-shirts. But Johnny, starting the week though, right, man? Yeah. I mean, we started off with tested education, testing education, a teacher's memoir. Kathy Greeley came in, 40 years plus being a public school teacher in the Boston area. And man, in that book, she lays it out every moment of what has happened to her as a teacher. And, you know, we can give the highlights. And guess what? You know, 40 years ago when she started, as compared to when she stopped and retired now, it's a lot different. It's a lot different. And the biggest thing what Kathy would probably try to say is, using that title in that book, testing education, the frequency, the over the top, the constant, the relentless testing that now takes place, that takes the place of learning, that takes the place of being in a classroom, that takes the place of joy that we typically want to experience when we're in schools. That's the reality. So 40 years of that, loved that conversation, Johnny.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's always great to hear from teachers. Teachers, if you want to give us a call, you know, you can always join Busted Pencils live on the air. We can set up a time and maybe get you on as a guest. You know, give us a call though, 855-752-4842, or drop a comment if you're following on one of the social medias. That's always an option too. But Tim, yeah, to both have read Kathy's memoir, to have the recommendation to read it, right? You get recommended something to read by Dr. Nancy Carlson Page.
Exactly.
You got to read it. And I gave it a read. And I'll tell you what, I know a lot of the things she was talking about, but it was a refresher. It was great to hear about all the policy changes, all of the ways that a testing industry and a culture of testing just became, you know, so omnipresent in education. Hey, but right out the gate, Tim, before we even go any further, we got caller Steven from Green Bay. Steven, what's happening, man?
Hey, guys. TJF, W, both. We made it another week.
Yeah, we did.
So with that being said, Dr. Tim, right off the bat, got me thinking on a Friday afternoon of all days, and he said something that was very profound to me. And that was, what exactly do college professors have that no one else has? And when you think of it, it's a piece of paper that says that you know a lot of stuff. But that doesn't mean you can teach a lot of stuff. And I just think, in general, we put a lot of emphasis on degrees and diplomas. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're smarter than someone else who did not get that same education. And I think sometimes as a society that we put maybe too much emphasis on degrees, not that they're not important, but I think that, you know, we can also train individuals to do certain tasks, and that doesn't require necessarily a four-year degree. And it also wouldn't put, you know, these people in college debt with, you know, financial loans and stuff. So, you know, when I think about that, I just think maybe, you know, 2024, almost 2025, maybe there needs to be a little bit of shift in the way we think of, you know, adult education, and maybe broaden it a little bit.
Steven, man, way to hit it out of the park right away on a Friday. I'm glad I got you thinking, though. You sound a little bit like you're uncomfortable because I made you think on a Friday. Hey, that's what Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny are doing here. You know, first thing, though, Stephen, that you said right away is that piece of paper, what does that piece of paper guarantee? It's a good piece of paper that says somebody knows something. They've proven that they've known it, that they've done schooling well. You know, and maybe even at its highest form, it's some evidence of some form of expertise, even in something. What we're really saying, and what's really awesome about this conference that I'm at, though, is that too often in colleges, particularly colleges and universities, that paper that verifies that you have a knowledge of so much information has absolutely no bearing on whether or not you're good at getting that information across to other people. In other words, are you good at teaching the history that you have a doctorate in? Are you good at teaching statistics with the statistics degree you have? And the answer has not been that big. But then, Stephen, you pivot that into saying, yeah, how do we start to potentially, and I'm going to see if this is where you're going, how do we start to maybe reimagine education, particularly for adult learners, that might not be degree oriented, Johnny, I think is what Stephen's saying. And so are we, you know, talking about this whole thing of going access to education, can education itself be qualified as a good education if it doesn't result with a piece of paper? I think that's what he's saying, Johnny. And I think you and I would say at this point right now, of course, but we do need to be better at allowing people to say that the education they got does mean something, though. And that's typically what that piece of paper does.
Yeah, and I hear a lot going on here, Tim, and especially want to send my appreciation out to Stephen, listener, for calling in and sharing that, because really, I do think we have to think really radically different about, you know, pre-K or preschool all the way through adult learning, all the way through. When we think about public mm-hmm. education, we really begin to imagine how are we supported as learners all the way into our career, and then through career changes, and then through all the ways we keep up with the new information that enhances our career path. So, you know, it's really about thinking like almost like a cradle, not quite to the grave, because I think at some point you get to opt out of, you get to opt out of the formal aspect of public education. But we all know we are learners all the way until we're not on this planet anymore, right? And so that's sort of a thing to think about, is how do we really reimagine a whole public education system, one that is all the way well into our careers and through our career changes, because most of us know that we undergo a few career changes in our lives, and that's part of being a it's just part of the gig. So I love that call from Stephen. We got text from LA Tom saying Democrat Party instead of the Democratic Party. I like that, man, because you know what? The Democrats aren't always so democratic, especially with all the big money in politics. You know, even though it's officially called the Democratic Party, you know, come on. I love that, LA Tom. Like, let's have some sacredness kept for democracy and hold Democrats accountable to that. Hey, Tim, more about this teaching in college when you get back, and we'll get back to the week. But let's hear from some sponsors.
Absolutely. I won't believe the lies that hide the truth. I won't sweat one more drop for you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Time flies. We blinked and 2024 is halfway over. What's something you've accomplished this year that you're proud of? Maybe you made it out of bed and to work every day. Or maybe you started shedding some old habits that were weighing you down. But even when you're making progress, life can feel like it's moving too fast. We can't slow time down, but we can give you a moment every week to hit pause, set intentions, and reset. Therapy is a guaranteed time to check in on how you're feeling, what you want to do more of, and what you want to change. Otherwise, it's easy to keep going through the motions without getting what you want out of life. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. You can start the sign-up process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Take a moment with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Oh, man, especially on a Friday. How else would you want it? Anyway, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. 855-752-4842 is the number. Educated educators talking education in the house. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. That would be TGIBPF. There it is, everybody. Got it right. Steven, thank you from Green Bay from giving us a call to start the show. Johnny, yeah, adult education. You know, we're going to talk more about that too, but we, you know, kind of going over the weekend and Kathy Greeley. Hey, Johnny, but what about Tuesday, man, when we reintroduce that partnership of there? Yeah, you just put right there in the text for me. Sierra Caller Jones, Rethinking Schools, dude. I mean, there it is, Busted Pencils, Rethinking Schools. We had the partnership pre-pandemic, you know, where we were supporting each other, so brought it back. She's the new executive. Well, say the first executive director for Rethinking Schools. In other words, Rethinking Schools has totally created a full-time position to give to somebody with that importance. And we got to really talk about Sierra and the Rethinking Schools. And I know, Johnny, we were talking about, you know, I remember my first experience with Rethinking Schools. That was a big deal, how everybody said that. And mine was, I remember, you know, Rethinking Columbus and having those Rethinking Columbus lessons. And boy, where it's come from now, all that time. Well, you know,
want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough, just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together. Bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff, to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Rafter Baseball, here with you from the Duck Pond. Andy Ockmere, voice of the Rafters. We're here in the top of the first inning. Jorge Degatti, base hit, puts runners on the corners. Welcome in, Rafter fans. It is the 17th game of our 2024 Northwoods League season. So happy to be with all of you. Owen McElpatrick began the ball game, striking out, swinging against Harrison Bouchel, the right-hander on the mound for Madison. In tonight's ballgame, it's already the sixth time these two teams are seeing each other this season. Last night's ballgame finished out a 5-4 loss for the Rafters in the bottom of the eighth as Bouchel, the right-hander, fires a first pitch up and out to Max McGuire. We have a lot to dive into, so let's start by just quickly going over our starting lineups for tonight's game. We look first for your Rafters, McGuire in the box now. Owen McElpatrick in his second game with the Rafters is leading off in center field. Trotter Boston in the two spot will play second base as McGuire hits this 1-0 pitch into the air right field, giving chase near the corner and making the grab is Corbin Dickerson. Boston will tag and score on the sacrifice fly. So just like last night, Max McGuire driving in the game's first run in the first inning. Two down, it is Degatti on first base. Let's finish out the order. McElpatrick leading off in center field. Boston, the two-hole hitter at second base. Degatti hitting third at third. McGuire cleaning up at first base. Grayson Schaefer stepping into the box now as the Raptors' designated hitter. Walker Buchanan making his Wisconsin Rapids debut will hit sixth in left field. Bottom third of the order is as follows. Cashel Duggar, the catcher. Kyler McIntosh at short. Tyler McClanahan in right field. Bouchel's first delivery misses up top to Schaefer for a ball. Thomas Burns, the right-hander from Hortonville, Wisconsin, and Arizona State University will toe the rubber. Once we get to the bottom half of the first inning, we've mentioned Harrison Bouchel, the right-hander out of Augustana College, Division III CCIW baseball, is on the mound for Madison tonight. We'll look defensively at the Mallards as well. The 0-1 to Schaefer. That one's there for a called strike. Connor Rasmussen leading off at second base. Davis Hamilton will hit second and play third. Jake Monroe, did not see him last night. He'll hit third at first base, cleaning things up as the designated hitter for the Mallards is Alex Harrell. Corbin Dickerson will hit fifth and play right field. Justin Best in the sixth spot will play center. As prior to this, 0-2 to Schaefer, a pickoff move to check in on Degatti at first base. Liam Moreno, hitting righty, will play left in the seventh spot. Shy Robinson, the right-handed hitting shortstop, will bat eighth. And David Whittle, the switch-hitting catcher, will bat ninth. The 0-2 to Schaefer. That one misses the outside corner. It's now 1-2. Already half the matchups between Wisconsin Rapids and these Mallards will be wrapped up after tonight. Rapids will be back here on July 3rd and July 27th for the final two matchups in Madison this year. 1-2 breaking ball. Bouchel gets Schaefer swinging. The Raptors send five to the plate here in this first inning. They score on a Max McGuire sack fly to the home half of the first. We go from Warner Park. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Thomas Burns has the ball as we enter the home half of the first inning. 1-0 Raptors at the Duck Pond. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. Connor Rasmussen, Davis Hamilton, and Jake Monroe, the 1-2-3 hitters in the Mallard order to get things started against Burns, making his third appearance of this 2024 season. Three starts for Burns, most recently worked on the Sunday matinee on June 9th at Witter Field against the La Crosse Loggers. Two innings thrown, one hit allowed, two runs. One was earned. Burns struck out five, but he also walked five Logger batters in that 8-5 victory, facing 13 in that victory. His first appearance as a Raptor came back here in Madison on June 5th, a 9-6 win for the Mallards. That was Burns through the first inning, allowed four hits on three runs, all earned, walked one, and struck out one, facing eight batters in that inning. First pitch from Burns to the left-handed hitting. Connor Rasmussen misses the inside corner for ball one. Rasmussen did not play in any of the four matchups between Wisconsin Rapids and Madison a week ago. Reached three different times last night to the two-lane product as the 1-0 misses inside for ball two. Rasmussen's two-run double in the third inning got the scoring started for Madison last night. Also singled and later scored in the fifth inning. 2-0 the count. Burns rocks and fires. That one's there on the outside corner for a called strike. Rasmussen's final plate appearance last night led off the seventh by drawing a five-pitch walk. We're just joining us. Raptors scoring in the top of the first on a sacrifice fly from Max McGuire, scoring Trotter Boston as the 2-1 pitch is laced up the middle and through for a base hit. Connor Rasmussen continuing to see Raptor pitching well. He's aboard with a leadoff knock in the home half of the first inning. It'll bring up Davis Hamilton. Hamilton was the three hitter and the DH yesterday for Madison. Couple of knocks. He bunted his way aboard in his first at bat and had an RBI single in the fifth. Burns, the right-hander, throwing just over 30 innings at Arizona State in his freshman season this past spring. Already has traffic on the base path. The first pitch swung on and missed. It is 0-1. The count. Leading off first is Rasmussen. Burns working first base side of the rubber. And we'll fire a pickoff move to check in on Rasmussen prior to the first pitch. Say prior to the 0-1 delivery. On deck is Jake Monroe, Alex Harrell to follow. Long pause from Burns, 7 on the pitch clock. Comes set. His one-strike delivery hit in the air, left center field. Giving chase is McElfatrick into the gap. He's unable to flag this one down. It's going to one-hop the wall. On his high horse is Rasmussen hitting the bag at third. The relay throw to the plate to Duggar is in time. Trotter Boston uncorking a strike to home plate for the first out of the inning. Hamilton into second. That's a huge relay from the Raptor middle infield. Owen McElfatrick, an infielder himself, hitting his cutoff man and getting it to the plate in time. It'll bring up Jake Monroe. Monroe now playing in his 12th game of the season with Madison, getting the night off in the 5-4 win over the Raptors. Hitting from the right side from John A. Logan Community College and playing first base today. No Blake Guerin in the starting lineup for Donnie Scott's Mallards. First pitch to Monroe is swung on and missed. Multi-hit game at Fond du Lac on June 11th. Just Tuesday night in that 18-14 win over the Dock Spiders from Monroe. 2-for-5, 2 runs scored, 2 runs driven in. Leading off second is Hamilton. Burns set. The 0-1 pitch. misses high to even the count at a ball and a strike. When facing the Rafters, Monroe launched one out of Witter Field back on Saturday. In the 10-4 victory for the Rafters, the lone time they've beaten Madison this season. 0-3 of the Rafters here in this yard. The 1-1 pitch, an elevated heater that misses upstairs from Burns. It's now two balls and a strike. 93 on the radar gun there for the right-hander. Harrell on deck, Dickerson to follow. Justin Best, the center fielder in the sixth spot, is the next left-handed batter Burns will face. 2-1 incoming here with three on the pitch clock. Burns taking his time. He fires. In the air, right center field. That's going to split the gap and roll all the way to the wall. First run for Madison will come in to score. That's Davis Hamilton. It is an RBI double for Jake Monroe in the home half of the first inning. Just three batters in. The Mallards have a response for the one run the Rafters put up in the top of the inning. To the cleanup spot we go with Alex Harrell. Harrell now playing in his eighth game with the Mallards this year, returning Mallard from a season ago. Another Mallard as well in this lineup that did not get into last night's game. Burns looks into Duggar as his signs and comes set. First pitch, an off-speed delivery that misses low and out for ball one. Harrell's last game played in Wednesday night here in Madison in the 9-0 victory against Fond du Lac. 1-for-4 with a run scored, drew a walk as well in that shutout win of the Dock Spiders. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball from Burns in there for a strike. See Corbin Dickerson, the Louisville Cardinal on deck to follow him. The center fielder of the Mallards, Justin Best. Burns set, looks back at second, the 1-1, misses high, two balls and a strike. Reared back on that one. Radar gun here says 95 miles an hour on that fastball from Burns. Look across the Northwoods League as this evening goes along, another Friday night. It's the first Friday night of the season where the Rafters are playing away from home. Bouncing off second is Jake Monroe. The 2-1 pitch misses outside. It's now three balls and a strike on the Mallard cleanup hitter. We'll see who's next for the Rafters. Obviously, Burns working three innings and two combined outings. Hasn't gone more than two frames in an appearance this season. A 3-1 to Alex Harrell, misses up and in for ball four. It's a five-pitch walk drawn by the Mallard designated hitter. Two on, one out in the first. It'll bring up Corbin Dickerson. Looking at Dickerson last night, hit sixth as well and played right field. Reached twice at a pair of knocks. He singled in the fourth, doubled and scored the game's winning run in the eighth. As mentioned last night for the Rafters, pitching-wise it went Boss, Palmer, Berrios, Ferry. Five arms were used on the Mallards' side in their victory. Burns dealing with some more traffic. The first pitch to Dickerson misses outside for a ball. It was Kilpatrick, Arbaugh, Irvin, Harris, Ravello for Madison. In their 11th win of the season, they enter tonight 11 wins, 5 losses, 7 wins, 9 losses for Wisconsin Rapids. They've dropped their last three. The 1-0 pitch from Burns. Dickerson hits this one high in the air, deep center field. McElfatrick back at the wall. That one's going to go. It is a three-run homer with one out here in the first, and it is 4-1 Madison. He took that to the deepest part of the yard, and McElfatrick ran out of room all too quickly. Harrell and Monroe score. Five batters into this first inning for Madison. They've played it four against Burns. One out, nobody on for the left-handed hitting center fielder, Justin Best. As mentioned, Best driving in the game's winning run in the bottom of the eighth yesterday. Scoring Dickerson was also robbed of a hit in the bottom of the fourth inning. Grayson Schaefer, the Rafter first baseman last night, a highlight reel jumping snag in the 2-2 ball game that kept the game tied. Dickerson was out in scoring position. On that line drive, as the first pitch to Best is called a strike from Burns. Last time Burns threw on Sunday against La Crosse, Tristan Krusenberry, the right-hander from Campbellsville University, And Owensboro, Kentucky came in to throw four fantastic innings, as that one's in there as well. It's 0-2 on best. We'll see if Krusenberry piggybacks off Burns again. The 0-2. This is high for ball one. Bottom third of the Mallard order awaiting in the on-deck circle. That's the right-handed hitting left fielder Liam Moreno. A run on a hit, no errors for the Raptors. Four runs, four hits, no errors for Madison. Burns set the 1-2. That one misses on the outer edge to even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Raptors, when we get to the top of the second, still a ways to go. It'll be 6-7-8. Walker Buchanan to lead off the inning in his Wisconsin Rapids debut. He'll be followed by Cashel Duggar and Kyler McIntosh as Best fouls this 2-2 pitch back to the screen. After Moreno, Shai Robinson, the shortstop out of Illinois State University. He played second base last night for the Mallards, awaits in the wings. Out of the windup, Burns, another 2-2 coming here to the Mallards center fielder. He got him looking. Best down on strikes. It is the second out here in the first inning. 4-1 the score. If you're just joining us, Raptors scoring on a sac fly from Max McGuire in the first, but bottom of the frame highlighted just a batter ago, a 3-run blast to dead center field by Corbin Dickerson. Here's Liam Moreno. Awaiting the first pitch from Burns. That one misses for ball one. Moreno, 13 games played in this series, 14 for 46, a 304 hitter. Had the night off yesterday as well. Went 1-for-4 with a run scored against the Dock Spiders on Wednesday. Burns dials up a 1-0 fastball. Low and outside, but it catches the corner for a called strike. And at Moreno, having a multi-hit game against Wausau in the 8-7 win back on June 9th. Top two teams in the Great Lakes West Division right now is the 1-1 misses up and out for ball two. Against the Raptors last week, collected hits in back-to-back games. The final home game last Thursday and the first road game between the two teams last Friday. The 2-1 from Thomas Burns misses high. It's now 3-1 on Moreno, St. Cloud State University product. In the driver's seat here in his first plate appearance tonight. Twelve on the pitch clock for Burns. Arizona State Sun Devil fires. That one's in there for a called strike. Count is full. Raptors have gotten themselves behind the eight ball a lot early this season. Last couple of games, they've struck first, but usually the punch back has been much harder as the 3-2 pitch hit on the ground, left side of the infield, diving out in front to keep it alive as Jorge Degatti. But Moreno beats out his weak throw to first base. It is an infield single and the fifth hit of the inning for Madison. It'll bring up Shai Robinson. Robinson, the sophomore out of Illinois State University, Flossmoor, Illinois native. Playing in his 11th game of the season for Madison, a 2-19 hitter in his first 32 at-bats, 7 hits for Robinson with 3 runs driven in, collected a hit last night against the Raptors and a run scored prior to the first pitch to Robinson, though a pickoff move from Burns to check in on Moreno at first base. Burns set out of the stretch, looks back at first, comes set now. His first pitch to Robinson is a fastball right down Broadway, and it's called a strike. The 9-hitter, David Whittle, in the on-deck circle, and Raptors, unfortunately, are all too familiar with Whittle. Friday night ball game, 2-2, top 9. The catcher off the bench sent out a grand slam off the Raptor closer, Max Weitzel, as the 0-1 delivery misses up and out to even the count at a ball and a strike on the Mallard shortstop. Heartbreak for fans at Witter Field that night. It was a firework Friday. It was a Ricky Williams start. Wisconsin Rapids didn't have the late-inning juice. That was the Mallards' night. Raptors got him back the next day 10-4 and still looking for their next win against the Mallards as the 1-1 pitch misses outside for ball two. Right now, the Raptors